Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Our community conversation this morning brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. Joining us from Alta Vista VFW, I have Glenn Gertz joining us. Glenn, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad at all. Just hoping for a little bit of warmer weather down the line, and it looks like we might get some later this weekend.
Oh, I was just out in the deer stand yesterday, and it was absolutely beautiful aside from that wind. So fall is here.
This is your kind of weather, huh?
This is my kind of weather.
All right, good deal. Well, of course, now with the change of seasons, we're getting towards the holidays here, and I hear that you guys at the Alta Vista VFW are working on something for the occasion.
Well, that's right. We're gonna throw our Thanksgiving meal out there. We're going to have that on the 17th of this month, actually. Mm-hmm. We generally have a monthly meal, and for the month of November, it's Thanksgiving time. So why not have some turkey and the fixins and go from there, right?
And yeah, I would assume there'll probably be maybe some mashed potatoes, some veggies, that sort of stuff.
That is actually correct. We're going to have a turkey roll supplied from Alma Locker. And then we're going to have mashed potatoes and gravy, some, I believe, green beans. And I'm really hoping we were able to secure some of that cranberry sauce, because you can't have a Thanksgiving meal without cranberries.
Oh, my little one, he is a huge fan of the cranberry sauce there, and you can't get enough of that.
Oh, I'm sure there's probably about 50% of the people out there who will disagree with us, but I mean, to each their own, right?
Exactly. So what is the cost for the Thanksgiving meal?
Well, we have cost. It'll be going to be $15 a plate, and it is open to the public. I know there's been some misconceptions there in the past about whether it was only open to the veterans, but it is actually open to the public. You know, we use these meals to try to both help our operating costs as well as helping those veterans in need and ensuring that we have different equipments available, you know, should any veterans need assistance.
All right. And again, what is the time frame for the Thanksgiving meal on the 17th?
Certainly. So right there at the VFW post on the north side of Alta Vista, the meal time is from 5 to 7. And we do have the bar will be opened down in the basement starting at 4 o'clock.
All right. Very good. We're speaking with Glenn Gertz, joining us here from Alta Vista VFW, joining us here on the Morning Roundup. Are you interested in having anyone join the post? Are you guys looking for people to join in?
Oh, certainly. Looking for fresh blood, if you will. I know with the VFW, you know, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, it's a little bit different than the American Legion in regards to VFW is actually in war zone. And Legion can also be, Legion can also be as well. However, VFW is just a little more limited. And it's a very much aging population out there for the VFW post. So we're always looking for more members. And should if anybody just wondering about their eligibility or just wants to consider in joining, you know, you can reach out to me at 641-229-5763, or you can reach out to, there's Jim Dockendorf is actually our post commander. So if anybody reaches out to myself or he, we can certainly, you know, figure out if you meet the eligibility requirements and get you signed up. We generally meet the second Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m. So.
All right. And as mentioned before our conversation here, now you have meals that are once a month on a specific day during the month there?
Yes, we do. Yes, we generally try to have a monthly meeting, and different members kind of come up with a menu, and we just end up going from there. Each month has a supper committee. There is a couple of months, sometimes in the summer and in the winter, where we don't, you know, weather just won't be real conducive, or we just know there won't be a lot of people around to help with that. And I tell you what, if a person doesn't meet requirements to become a VFW member, we do also have something called social members. You just pay a yearly due, and then you can be put on the supper committee or any other functions that we might be doing, and you can certainly come and help out.
Very good. And I've seen you guys in action, you know, working pretty hard for the last summer's Alta Vista Day. So it's good to see you guys out and about helping the community.
Yes, and it's great to be able to do it. You know, it's very humbling walking there in the front of the parade with the flags and seeing everybody stand up and seeing the little kids, you know, saluting. And it's just a really humbling experience. It truly is.
Very good. Glenn Gertz joining us here on the Morning Roundup 95.1 The Bull on behalf of Alta Vista VFW. Any final notes before we part ways this morning?
You know, I just hope everybody had a wonderful Veterans Day and took the time to know what it was all about.
Absolutely. And we do thank you for your service there, everyone at the VFW.
Thank you so much. You have yourself a good rest of the day.
You too, Glenn. Glenn Gertz here on 95.1 The Bull, our community conversation from Alta Vista VFW. The Thanksgiving meal coming up on the 17th. Thanksgiving meal from 5 to 7. Bar opens at 4. Our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center on 95.1 The Bull.